I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's time for our international briefing, which we try to bring you every Thursday. We'll tell you about a fight between an American oil company and environmental activists in Ecuador. It's one of the longest and most complicated environmental disputes on record, and we'll tell you about it in just a few minutes. And later, as part of our celebration of Latino Heritage Month, we talk with world music sensation Lila Downs. But first, we go to Haiti. As millions of Americans are struggling to recover from Hurricanes Gustav and Ike, it's important to remember that Haiti has been hit by three hurricanes and a tropical storm in less than a month. Hundreds have been killed and thousands have been forced from their homes. Grammy-winning artist and Goodwill Ambassador Wyclef Jean visited Haiti last week to assess the damage and help with the relief effort, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
First of all, can you tell us about your trip? Where did you go and what did you see?
Me and Matt Damon, we was doing in Toronto called One by One, and we was looking at what was going on in the States and the way that Ike was coming in, and we saw that it really wasn't enough awareness on what was going on in Haiti. So we figured if we got on the ground that we would be able to make a blitz. And the way that I could describe the scene to you is basically in the middle of the night, the storm came, washed away the houses. Mothers lost their children to the point where they lost count. And I'm talking about like little kids, four, some were six, some were eight. This was in Cabaret. Then the next day we went in Gonaïves. The best way to describe it is, you know, Katrina times a million. Basically, the whole entire city is underwater. People are living from the top of their roofs. They have a total of 12 days they have not eaten. The whole city smells like dead bodies. The water is filled with mucus, dead cats, remains of dead bodies, and kids are just walking barefooted in this water. So can you imagine we're going to need like clinics to treat these people, because you can imagine the diseases that's going to come from this water.
Did you see any visible relief effort while you were there? Are there any water stations, food stations? How are people surviving?
The problem with the food distribution is basically they have to do it super late at night. They try to do it a day, but literally the food distribution has turned into a riot and people is attacking the workers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the workers are scared. They don't want to put their lives at risk. So a lot of the distribution is it's going very slow. The only way to get to Gonaïves is by air or by sea.
What is most urgently needed? And I understand that you're trying to raise funds. How can people help if they want to help? And what is most urgently needed?
Well, there's two things that's urgently needed. The international community and the U.S. One of the things we've seen is the way that the city is flooded. Is there some form of machinery, some form of equipment that they could bring in, similar to like FEMA, to help get a lot of the water out of the town and back into the river? That's the biggest thing which is needed. As far as what we're doing, we have a website called yele.org, Y-E-L-E.org. And from what we've seen, if everyone gives $5, $5 can actually save a life. And what we mean by that is what's needed urgently is food, clean water. They need blankets, which is very important. They need medicine. These are like the immediate needs of the people right away.
Is it a little painful for you, though, to see so much suffering and to feel that it's not getting the attention that it deserves?
I mean, it's definitely painful. And what I explain to people is from Miami, Haiti is an hour and 40 minutes. And if we can help these people get the country back and we get it stable, then you're not going to have to worry about people trying to come over on your shores.
All right. Grammy Award-winning musician Wyclef Jean, he recently came back from a trip to Haiti where he assessed the hurricane damage there. Well, keep us posted, if you will. We appreciate your speaking with us today, and thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.